All right. So yesterday, Paulo testified before the House of Representatives and said, it's all good. And the NASDAQ made a new record high. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd. We do this so that you know what's going on. Mark, what do you think about this? Yesterday, I mean, it's like Paulo says, okay, yes, it's all transitory. And here is the NASDAQ making new all-time highs.
Yeah, I mean, big move for the NASDAQ, just taking off without a care in the world, just, you know, moving on up. And of course, inflation has been in the spotlight. The Fed's been in the spotlight. There's been some, you could say, misinformation, or maybe not misinformation, but just some confusing information out there on when interest rates are going to be increased. But, you know, I think Powell did a good job with his testimony, and also he addressed 70s style inflation, which I think was a key, because he really made a distinction between what we're seeing now and, you know, for people who were around then, or you know what happened back then, saying that this is not that situation.
Right. So when being asked, is this something like we had in the 70s? He said, very, very unlikely. And I mean, this guy is definitely showing consistency, right? I mean, yeah. He is sticking to his thing. Did he use the word transitory again yesterday? Do you know?
You know, I saw a quote from him and I didn't see transitory in it, but of course everybody's still referring to transitory.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at the markets. So the Dow yesterday, pretty muted overall. I mean, last week really having a bad week, and then we had the big bounce on Monday, and yesterday the Dow finished up 0.2%. The S&P, if you want to take a quick look here as well, I mean, the S&P is getting close to making new all-time highs, but just less than a percent away from a new all-time high. So the NASDAQ definitely the winner here. Garrett.
Well, I was going to say, I think the S&P is just 9 points away, though.
Okay. We could see that today.
Yeah,
you could see that today.
Within striking distance.
So crude oil, I mean, yeah, talk about inflation and transitory. I mean, crude oil is now solid above 73 per barrel. So is this something where it could go up to $100? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's made an impressive run over the last month. And, you know, I think a lot of people are talking about $100 crude, and even Bank of America, I saw this morning, they said that oil could spike to $100 a barrel next year. So they're not targeting it for this year, but next year, because of just a huge, you know, surge in pent up demand, right? Everybody wanting to travel now after the pandemic and being on lockdown.
And talking about inflation again, I mean, higher crude oil prices don't just mean that we have higher prices at the pump. It also means that manufacturing will cost more, right? And so it's a trickle effect. So energy is being used. Energy is getting more expensive because this is where we still need a lot of crude oil. And so we'll see. I mean, talking about this, we have the, what is it, the flash manufacturing PMI being released this morning. So we'll see. This will be at 9:45, 15 minutes after the open. It came in at 62.1. It's expected at 61.5. So we'll see what happens there. It's a red flag report, and we'll see if the markets are reacting to this. But looking at the markets overall, I mean, it seems that they just want to move higher.
Yeah. You can't fight it. That's the direction we're seeing for sure.
Yeah. Bitcoin. Let's talk about Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Holy cannoli. I mean, wow. So yesterday, we definitely dipped below 30,000. And then yesterday, we already had a pretty impressive comeback, and this morning a follow through. So, I mean, since yesterday morning, we're up 10% in Bitcoin. So it's like a yo-yo. It's also, okay.
Yeah.
Can you keep it down?
You know, I mean, a rejection of those lows and seeing some strength here, we could get a little bounce here in cryptos. I think that there are some concerns. There's the China mining crackdown, but you know, I think at these levels, it's gaining some, you know, buying interest again. Just not quite sure what's going to happen after the last month or so when we saw a 50% drop. But looks like traders want to buy Bitcoin.
I mean, right now, Bitcoin is stuck between 30,000 and 40,000. And I think either level is important. I mean, if you break through the 40,000 level, I do believe that there's a good chance that we can go back up to 60,000. However, as you said, if the 30,000 level doesn't hold, I mean, if you're breaking below the $30,000 level, I mean, who knows what's going on there? Yeah. It's not only Bitcoin, right? I mean, it's also the other, I mean, Dogecoin is up here this morning. Ethereum is up again this morning, but they're all being dragged down with this, with the cryptocurrency crackdown in China.
Yeah. Yeah, it's across the board, and today it looks like that rallies across the board. Doge up 25%.
25%, yeah. I mean, definitely super, super volatile. So looking at companies who have just a lot of Bitcoin holdings, here's MicroStrategy. I mean, they hold several billion dollars worth of Bitcoin, and they actually said that they took advantage of the recent price drop to buy more Bitcoin. So they are pretty much all in Bitcoin. So this morning, they're up 4% because, yes, they're heavily dependent on Bitcoin here.
Yeah, so they're seeing a little bit of a bounce, and good for them. Good for them.
Let's, let's see what Coinbase is doing. So Coinbase also up this morning, 1.8%. Let's take a look at Tesla. Tesla up 1.4%. So interesting, interesting. All right, what else on your radar?
Well, I saw that Winnebago reported earnings.
What's the, it's WGO. There we go.
Yep. So up a little bit, but they reported $2.16 earnings per share versus $1.77 that was expected. Their revenue was double and now at record levels. And they said that sales tripled from the previous year. So,
and you see, that's interesting because we had, I mean, in the US, we just have a few big, RV, recreational vehicle manufacturers. Winnebago is one. Thor is another one. So if you look at Thor Industries, they reported earnings already last month. And wait, let's see, what is it? Thor, is it THO? There, yeah, THO. So they reported earnings last month and they were doing well. Well, it seems that right now they dropped back a little bit after they had pretty good earnings. Let's actually take a look at Camping World here as well. Okay, Camping World up here this morning. So let's see. It seems that during the pandemic, people discovered camping, right? Because you couldn't travel anywhere else. So if you wanted to do anything, you needed to buy an RV, a tent, or a travel trailer, whatever it might be. So this is why, during the pandemic, Thor Industries, Winnebago, they were the winners. But, I mean, just looking at it, what was Winnebago again?
WGO.
Oh, WGO. There we go. Yeah. I mean, recently has been going lower.
Yeah. Taking a little hit recently.
Hey, so the $2 trillion club. So we got to talk about this. So Apple was the first company ever to surpass a $2 trillion market value. And now we have a second company joining them. And if you think that this is, I don't know, Amazon or Google? No, it is not. Mark, who is it?
Microsoft.
Microsoft. What do you know? So Microsoft is also now the second $2 trillion market value company here. So they hit it yesterday. And this morning, they just continue their mark higher. So they also pandemic winner because, I mean, they sold a lot of Windows versions last year when everybody needed more computers. Also, Xbox. It seems that when everybody was stuck at home, their Xbox sales took off. So, yes, welcome to the club, Microsoft.
And I mean, this is great for Microsoft. I know that, you know, the question was, is it going to be Microsoft, Amazon, Google, or Alphabet? And Microsoft beats out Amazon. Amazon's about 1.8 trillion right now. Yeah. And Alphabet, Google is about 1.7.
Okay, so they're lacking, but they are catching up. I
No,
was
they.
really surprised that it is Microsoft. I
And
did not think that. I would have thought it would be Amazon or Google, especially, I mean, I would have bet on Amazon.
yeah, me too. Me too.
I just thought that they would be the second company here ever. Hey, we shall
Agreed.
see.
Now,
We
the
shall see.
interesting thing here is that it took about 3 decades to go from an IPO to 1 trillion, and it took 2 years to go from 1 trillion to 2 trillion. But I mean, that's kind of what we see with, wealth building in general, where,
Right.
it's the first step is the hardest, and then once you get there, it's
That's what
easier.
they say. The first million is the hardest. All right. What else? Let's talk about Peloton. I mean, Peloton, super interesting. I want to switch to a weekly chart here because Peloton, I mean, they are clearly a pandemic winner. So here is around March 2020, and then everybody stuck at home, gyms being closed. Everybody was buying a Peloton bike, it seemed so. So they were skyrocketing from 30 to 170. And then there was this big recall, right? So, I mean, what was it? Animals and kids possibly could get trapped under their
Treadmill.
treadmill, right? No, Peloton is.
Well, no, I thought it was one of their treadmill that had the issues. I
Right,
think
one of the.
I could be wrong, but
I
I
thought
thought
so
it was
too. I thought
their
so too.
treadmill
And this is
version.
where they went down. Now, yesterday, they had a super interesting announcement. And I think, I was surprised. They were super smart of doing this. So, did you
Agreed.
follow it, what they did yesterday?
You probably have more details on it than me, but I know the
No,
general
it's just
gist.
a corporate program. So that they said, you know what? Now that we are all going back into the office, we need to make sure that we are not just sitting on the desk all the time. So, dear companies, how about we do a special program for you, for the B2B clients, so that, I don't know. I think it's a kind of smart and markets like it. I mean, yesterday they were up 8%. This morning they're slightly down, pretty much unchanged with the market here. But this is surprising that they are really innovative here. I thought that after the pandemic that they would fizzle down, die out. I mean, we've been talking about Peloton for a long time. I don't think that they really have an edge. It's kind of me too, right? I mean, what is preventing Bowflex and Schwinn and all the other bike and treadmill makers from offering something very similar? And we see that now rowing machines, I mean, they even say, we are the Peloton of rowing machines, right? So they're coming in with a display. Anyhow, but it seems that they still have an ace up their sleeve or some cards up their sleeves.
Traders like it anyway.
Traders like it. Okay. What else? Did you see anything else moving here this morning?
So XPeng, the electric vehicle maker, I believe, XPEV is the ticker.
XPEV. Okay. V. There we
So
go.
they're listed on the US, stock exchange, or in the US markets. So they have a $30 billion dollar valuation, and I saw that they were just approved to have an IPO listed on the Hong Kong Exchange, which could raise another $2 billion. So
Wow.
XPEV is moving pre-market. Last I saw, it was up about 5%.
Yeah. Hey, talking about pre-market, we completely forgot to look at what the futures markets are doing here this morning. And it's pretty much flat, right? I mean, if you're looking here at the
Slightly
Dow, so
higher.
the Dow is up 0.17%, the S up 0.11%, NASDAQ a little bit behind right now, 0.008%. So we're going unchanged into the open, and it's like, okay, what are the news right now that is moving the market? Everybody was waiting for the Fed last week, so we did that, and okay, it came and went, wasn't a big deal, shook up the markets a little bit, but now we are kind of back to normal, and back to normal means the grind higher, right? So anyhow, hey, let's see, we have quite a few positions on, so let's get ready to trade the open here and see what's happening thus far. I mean, I'm just looking at my account right now. It's all in the green. I'm loving it.
So far, nice week.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, hey, hope that you enjoyed this update. If you did, give us a like, and we'll also have some other videos popping up right now so that you see the exact trading strategies that we use and what we are doing right now. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.